This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
That's a very neat way to go. On the Rainbow Report today, with me in the studio from the AFL Players Association, Daniel Jackson, Ros Ward from the Safe Schools Coalition, and Rob Mitchell from the RJM Trust. Now, one person we've talked about quite a bit in the course of the programme so far is the Minister for Mental Health, Mary Wooldridge, because in the budget, she actually managed to score quite a sizable amount of money, $4 million for mental health, for, I think, specifically for young GLBTI people. And the Minister joins us on the line now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning. Great to be back with you again.
Good afternoon,
oh,
I should say.
Already.
I'm always getting it wrong. I'm so used to being on in the mornings. $4 million. That's a lot of money over the next 4 years. What are you going to spend it on?
Well, yes, it is fantastic and very pleased that our election commitment was confirmed in the budget just the other week. We've been working with a number of groups and having discussions in relation to how best invest this money for young GLBTI members of our community, and we're still formulating those ideas, but we're narrowing down on some themes in relation to some of the good ways to invest it, ranging from working with individuals on specific situations, but importantly working with the community about how we engage young people in the development and delivery of programs to enhance their environment and their ability to participate without discrimination. And there were also issues raised specifically about the health and youth sector, addressing the practice and culture of some of those mainstream facilities and services, education systems, to once again reduce discrimination, which can really negatively impact on young GLBTI people.
Yeah, because we've got a kind of two-pronged thing that needs to happen here, haven't we? We've got the fact that there is a very high incidence of poor mental health among GLBTI young people, and so we need to tackle the cure side of that, if you like, which is why money is going to things like Headspace, you know, so that we can help people who are already having problems. But your government slightly schizophrenic in a sense on this, because you're also throwing a lot of money at things like school chaplains and access ministries, who are actively promoting in many cases the notion that there's something wrong with being gay.
Well, I have to draw the distinction between federal and state governments in relation to that, because the chaplains' programs all federally. I think we're very clear.
But the Access Ministry's money for religious instruction isn't.
Right. Well, I'm obviously focused on where I can influence in relation to investing in funding for particularly on the mental health side and in general environments where young people operate. I don't have the detail in relation to the Access Ministries and those sorts of things. So I'm very focused on where I can influence. And, you know, my focus is, as you say, twofold, both for individuals, and we've got additional funding for Headspace as well, which has been working effectively. Mm-hmm. But we've got to change community attitudes across the board, and we've got to change it where young people are. And that's in schools, that's in sporting clubs, that's in community activities. And we need both the leaders of them and other young people who are engaged with them to create safe environments so young people can thrive in those environments regardless of their sexual orientation.
Okay, Rob Mitchell.
Minister, good afternoon. How are
Hi,
you?
Rob, good, thanks.
That's good. Well, firstly, obviously, you know, good to hear that commitment regarding the money. Obviously, that ninja suit that I lent you, you channeled Angelina Jolie to get past Expenditure Review Committee, so that was excellent. Secondly, the schools. Now, 80% of the abuse that the GLBTI young people experience, the La Trobe University research tells us is experienced in schools.
Yeah.
Now, it just seems to me that, you know, we are on an inevitable but necessary collision course here with faith-based schools that seem to me persist in this notion of a, you know, essentially engaging in psychological abuse of young people when it comes to their sexual orientation. Now, how are you going to fix this?
Look, and it is a big question, and I'm sorry that I can't, I haven't got all the answers here, but my environment's not in the schools in relation to what's particularly happening. I can support things like the Safe Schools Coalition and the work that's happening in schools through some of my mental health initiatives, but the heart and soul of these broader issues, of course, are, you know, sit with the Education Minister and what's happening in those fronts.
Okay, well...
And I agree, we've got to, and what we haven't done yet and what we need to do is some more conversations that link up what we're doing on different fronts so that we can make sure we've got some consistent messages.
Indeed. Well, we've got Roswald here from the Safe Schools Coalition. Ros.
Yeah, hi, Mary.
Hi.
So we've got our 30th member school this week, and we're really happy to see this commitment in the budget as well. And actually, Rainbow Network Victoria, which I'm part of, we have a whole range of groups and projects across Victoria, and I've had a lot of inquiries over the last few days from people, you know, what's going to happen with this money? How can we find out what the process is? Is it going to be starting to be spent on the 1st of July? Is there any more that we can tell them?
Well, and we're literally working through, as you would know, I was fortunate in terms of my portfolio areas of we've actually got $1.2 billion worth of new funding for welfare disadvantaged programs. So we're working on all fronts simultaneously, which is part of the challenge. And sometimes we want to make sure we get it right. And that's why we had a round table just a few weeks back in with the GLBTI community talking about exactly these things. The thing we've got to work through is there was some very clear messages about funding what's working well and keeping on going with that. Looking at things like the Safe Schools program, which is facing, you know, funding stopping, and then new initiatives where there's gaps now. And while $4 million is a lot, it's also not a lot when you start to look at it across all of those fronts and right across the whole state. So we've already had a number of proposals as well from people for the funding, but what, you know, we're working through exactly is a clear process, which will probably be something around, you know, some guidelines and some criteria so that we can get the full range of ideas in, understand then how we can invest that $4 million across those different categories about changing attitudes more broadly, but also working on some of the individual issues where there are gaps, and maybe we can fill some of them in with the additional headspace funding as well. So I'm not being 100% clear because we haven't finalised the framework yet,
yeah.
But we were certainly working towards that. The money does come online, you know, from 1 July, but we will make sure we've got a process. There's $1 million in year 11-12, and that $1 million will be invested in programs in year 11-12. If that means that, you know, they don't start to go out till, you know, August or September or October, then that's fine too, because the full $1 million will go out over the course of the year. No one's going to be disadvantaged there, but we'll just make sure we've got the process right in the first place.
Yeah, we've got a whole lot of schools lining up asking us to come and do training in July, August, September, October, so it would be, you know, really fantastic for us to say that we've got something beyond the 30th of June as it currently stands. So
yeah,
that's just my little personal, you know, obviously I'm going to mention the Safe Schools Coalition, but there are a whole range of other groups around who are really keen to get to be able to tell you about their work and how successful that's been and how they would like to continue. We have 14 groups currently running social and support projects which make a massive difference to young people's mental health, and 7 of those are due to run out of money by the end of this year. So there's a whole lot of great work going on that I'm sure people want to tell you about and make their own pitch as well. So I know it's difficult, but as soon as you can tell us anything, that would be great.
Get on with it. Yeah, no, exactly. And look, one of the biggest, and it's a great challenge to have, but the, you know, one of the biggest jobs for a, you know, minister is actually the distribution of scarce resources, because there are some fantastic initiatives happening across the board. I've been really impressed with the work that you've been doing in partnership with a number of other groups, and the biggest challenge is working out what is that that good distribution, and always that challenge between, do you spread it thinly and widely, or do you actually invest in a few to keep doing the substantial work that's being done? And that's exactly the thinking we're going through at the moment as people are giving us their ideas.
Yeah, well, that's the job of the minister, isn't
Absolutely.
It, to discriminate and to
job.
Make the decisions, and, you know, some of them are going to be tough ones. Rob?
Mary, can we sooner rather than later? And I mean, I've actually got a couple of non-budget requests. One is, can we have a meeting with yourself and Martin Dixon, the Minister for Education? Because, you know, otherwise you're going to be sort of turning up in front of the Expenditure Review Committee year in, year out, asking for more money, you know, to try and plug a hole that's going to be becoming, you know, deeper, not shallower. If we can have a meeting with Martin Dixon, and I'm just a bit, you know, I guess cognizant of the fact that Martin Dixon has been very silent on this whole GLBDI issue, and it's really, you know, the risk of sort of wearing out an overused phrase, it's very much an elephant in the living room, because, you know, so much of the abuse, according to La Trobe, is occurring at school level, which is almost perverse, really. And the second request is, could you please write to Andrew Demetria at the AFL, you know, post his comments today. You will have read in The Age, you know.
I nearly fell off my chair.
Well, and it's, I mean, we sort of, I guess inside here, we're sort of, you know, we're sort of shaking our heads a bit, and I've already sort of gone on the record saying, I think they're just overreacting. But can we get you to write to the AFL? And so, look, there's actually a bigger picture here, you know, around mental health and integrating with mental and physical health. And we've got Daniel Jackson, an AFL footballer, sitting in the studio here, and we've got other AFL footballers, you know, doing stuff around mental health, around homelessness, around, you know, binge drinking and so on. They're starting to look really stupid. So if you could write to them and just point out the mental health implications of the positive mental health implications of doing something around homophobia, I think that would be well worth the postage.
Well, look, and I actually heard Andrew Demetriou later this morning on another radio station talking about some of these issues and totally defending the position. I haven't got the details in relation to all of that, but he's actually saying they're very proactive in relation to that. Now, there's always more that sporting groups can do, and there's no doubt that the sporting environment is a critical one to influencing outcomes here, so happy to have a look in that. And look, in terms of Martin, we have talked about this. We, you know, all recognise that it's an important issue, and I'm happy to talk to him about having some further discussions and having some discussions with the sector so that we can link up, because we certainly see some of the $4 million is going to be invested further in school environments, as you say, because that's where young people are and where we need to change attitudes, and we need to do that in a coordinated way.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Mary. I know you're really, really busy, and you have lots of these important decisions to make very, very soon.
Well, it's a very positive environment. Can I say, Doug, everyone's been great in terms of giving ideas, giving suggestions, giving advice, and now we're, you know, as I say, pulling that all together so that we can then get on and do it.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks.
That was Mary Wooldridge, the Minister for Mental Health, and that, unfortunately, is about it for this week. My thanks to Rob Mitchell, to Ros Ward, to Daniel Jackson from the AFL Players Association, to Chris Tanti from Headspace, and of course to the Minister, Mary Wooldridge. A very big thank you to my researcher and producer, Douglas Sanspareja, and Keza today, running the panel, because TJ's gone out and got himself a job after I wrote him an extremely glowing reference, I might say. Patrick Bonello made the programme IDs with music from danosongs.com. If you want to know a bit more about homophobia, by the way, catch Laramie Project 10 Years On at the Red Stitch Theatre. That's running till the 28th. You can check out the blog at rainbowreporter.com for more information. Podcasts and transcripts will be available, as usual, via joy.org.au. And I'll see you same time next week with another Rainbow Report.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.